This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Should we do the tattoo one today?
What?
I think I might pull an audible and do the tattoo. Remember the husband, the tattoo?
Oh.
She sent it in. We got this one yesterday. I'm going to pull an audible. You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. This one came from someone we know.
It's from someone we know, and I don't know if they care to
be
held anonymous.
We're calling her Rebecca. I'm calling her Rebecca.
All right, go ahead.
She was just, I don't care. This is hysterical.
They don't want to be anonymous.
I don't think she cares. She said, hey, Allie and DZ.
She doesn't. I remember when they told us this. She said, no, I'm going to stay with my chest 10 toes.
She said, Allie and DZ, if you would like to use my husband's butt tattoo.
And this is not my wife.
Of his best friend's name on Am I the Jerk. You absolutely can. Here's the story. This is so funny because DZ has a tattoo on his tush.
This ain't about me, though.
No, this is not. So she says, Allie and DZ, my husband Andy will do almost anything for a laugh. He does a comedy podcast with his bestie Pete, and he wanted a shock factor. I think he went too far this time. He's been going to a tattoo artist for some time now, getting a half sleeve on his arm. I love it. It's beautiful. It has tons of meaning. On one of his visits, he couldn't take much of the pain on his arm for whatever reason. So he and his artist decided to call it quits early. So instead of wasting ink, he thought, what can we do with this?
What else?
Next thing I know, I'm getting a picture sent to me of my husband's best friend's name on his tush.
Shout out, Pete!
I immediately respond with, get the bleep out of here, thinking that was the joke.
It was fake.
Sending me a picture, but not actually doing it. Little did I know, he actually had Pete's name tattooed on his butt cheek.
Big
and
up,
to top
Pete.
It off, he ended his name with a little heart.
Oh, he loved Pete.
I was hurt by this, considering my husband would never get my name tattooed on him.
Aww.
Yeah, he even told me that. Because relationships can dissolve, but his best friend will be there forever. Huh?
Pete's going to be there no matter what.
We've been married for 15 years this year, 2 kids together, and he has one from a previous relationship. I have been through hell and back with this man. Am I the jerk for being upset that my husband got his best friend's name tattooed on his butt, even if he claims it was just for a laugh? This is a real story.
You've been through hell and back, but you're not Pete.
And she told us this, and I said, it would be on,
this
dude.
Is gold.
This is a golden Am I the Jerk. She is not the jerk, in my opinion.
For being mad?
I think I get why he thought it was funny, but he went too far.
You think
so? This is too far. You aren't supposed to get the actual tattoo with the heart. You don't love Pete. You love your wife. Get her name.
I remember when we talked about this, when she originally brought it up, and it was because they're restarting their podcast, right? And so
He
wanted a stunt, basically. Mm-hmm. So he shocked his buddy, the listeners, like their podcast, like listeners or whatever, when at the end of the show was like, by the way, here's a surprise. Butt tattoo.
Look,
I love you, Pete.
I'm not going to get your name, DZ. I'm going to get Aaron's name just to mess with you.
That I'd love
with
that.
The heart.
I'd love that. That actually wouldn't bother
and
me.
And everyone would be like, who's Aaron? I'd be like, DZ's wife. Don't ask. He's got Thug Life. I have her name. Don't ask.
On your butt.
On my butt, I have your wife's name.
It's Aaron's BBL.
Okay, is he the jerk for getting his best friend's name tattooed on him?
No.
No. So which way, is she the jerk for being hurt, or is he the jerk for getting the friend's name tattooed? Which way are we going?
I believe is she the jerk for being hurt,
yeah.
Right? Because... Mm-hmm.
Even though he claims it was just for a laugh.
I think it's jerky. Yeah, I do.
I do too.
As somebody...
It's
no,
too far.
I think she's the jerk for being mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think he went too far.
No, you're saying she's not the jerk
Correct.
For being upset.
Correct.
I know where she's coming from.
Yeah.
Hear it. But I think... If you know your husband, mm-hmm. he's a goofball. She mm-hmm. said in the message, he's always willing to do whatever it takes to get a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You married that man knowing that. That mm-hmm. butt tattoo wasn't going to change nothing. If it wasn't the butt tattoo of Pete's name, it was going to be the butt tattoo of some other name.
Somebody said, Mimi from Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Divorce him and let him marry Pete.
Okay, now.
414-533-1037. I cannot wait to hear what the listeners say. Is she the jerk for being hurt that her husband got his best friend's name on his tush with a heart as a joke, but yet it's a real tattoo?
He ain't get it on his neck.
Katie in Milwaukee said, jerk, his body, let him do what he wants. It's funny. Plus, hoes come and go, but my soldiers stay eternal.
Pete, I love Pete. I'm about to get a good I Heart Pete tattoo.
I'm getting one of my friend's names on me now. Forget this.
No, I love Pete too.
Forget this.
He's starting a movement.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, did we give her a name?
We left her name as is because she don't care. We said Rebecca.
Rebecca wrote in, wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad that her husband got a tattoo of his best friend Pete's name on his tush with a heart.
Pete Hart.
He said he would never get her name, but then he thought it'd be funny to get his best friend's name. She's now upset about it. I don't blame you. I'd be upset too, girl.
I'm willing to bet that this man has plenty of other tattoos that have meaning for you, your family, all that.
Lance is in Oconomowoc. Remember Lance?
Lance.
Good morning.
What's up? Good morning.
Morning, Lance.
Well, we're talking butt tattoos. So, what do you think? Is she the jerk for being upset?
I don't think she's the jerk.
Okay.
Okay. So not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yeah.
That's right. Who? I mean, first of all, whatever kind of man is going to put another man's name on his butt cheek?
Well, a lot of men, actually.
It's a bromance.
Love is love. Okay, Lance, let him live.
All right, wait a minute. My question is, which side is it on?
He said if it's on the left cheek or the right cheek. It's like an earring.
Does it matter? Does that tell you which? What does that mean? Left or right?
Okay. Now, if she's upset about the whole entire deal, uh-huh. about a man's name on his butt, uh-huh. she could tell him, go put my name on your butt, too.
Right, but he won't do it. She's literally butthurt. There's a new meaning to butthurt.
Oh, but
I mean, she can always do a few things where she cannot see it.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I guess I hear you, man. But she's well within her rights to be bothered by it.
Yeah,
though.
I would be upset.
He went too far. Me personally, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Too far of a stunt. Doesn't matter if it was for laughs or not, mm-hmm. man. Not a gag. Ugh.
Takes a confident man to do it, though.
Oh, I swear.
I'm
not getting my guy's name tatted on me. What I look like?
I'm getting Aaron's on me, though, for sure. I'm getting your wife on my butt, for sure.
That I respect.
All right, Lance, you say not the jerk, though. She's allowed to be mad.
Kicks it off.
Yeah, she is allowed to be mad, yes.
Fair enough. Appreciate your call, Lance.
Thanks, Lance.
Don't be jerking that.
Get out of here, man.
Go to Tanya in Kenosha this morning. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. I'm so fancy. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is Rebecca the jerk for being upset that her husband got his best friend's name tattooed on his butt?
Man, this girl is legit. She's not mad that it's his name on the butt. She's just mad it's not her name on there, honestly. She has every right. She is not the jerk. That's mm-hmm. messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Why? How is that messed up? If you're somebody...
Because.
If he's an entertainer, arguably.
Now him and his friend are going to break up anyway. He doomed it, you know? He screwed the friendship anyway.
If you're saying that you're willing to have somebody else's name, but not your 15 years married wife, got two kids together,
ooh, she
you
said
clearly
that.
Don't care. It's for fun and laughs. Go put that woman's name on you right now.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's true.
You know what, Tanya, you do have a great point. Like, if you can do it and you can't do it for your 15-year wife.
Who you share a family with.
If it's not that serious and it's a joke, what's the difference? Do your wife's name.
You can cover it up eventually if, God forbid, something did happen. True. Don't even use that in his excuse, then.
True. No, that's very true.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going, I just don't want somebody else's name. He did it as a gag. I remember the picture. Mm-hmm. And it seems thin.
It's funny.
I think it'll fade. If I'm to be honest with you, like, to no tattoos,
well, Rebecca,
I think
doesn't care if it's going to fade. It's there, DZ. You're not helping right now.
Nope, I know I'm not,
right,
but I'm trying.
Tanya, thank you so much for calling.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Doubled up.
Well, last but not least, Clayton's in Lake Mills. He's on day two. He might get a theme song.
Okay, next one in the barrel.
Clayton.
What up, Clayton? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How's it going on this rainy Wednesday?
Ugh, dreary. Ick. You don't want to know. My son just called and asked where the umbrellas were and then asked me how to open it.
Oh, Lord.
And he's 11.
Another story for another
day.
That's
another story for another day. I failed as a parent. All right, Clayton. Clayton, for real, is she a jerk for being mad her husband got his best friend's name and a heart tattooed on his butt cheek?
No, she's not the jerk.
Vacuum up.
It's your day, Rebecca. You're winning. Yeah. Do we even need to explain why, Clayton, or is it just obvious today?
I'm just going to say, you know, it is a rainy Wednesday, so I'm just going to say, I normally always have something to say because that's just what I do.
Sure.
We're just going to say it's going to be obvious. That's what it is.
Fair enough. Mic drop on him.
Should the husband get her name on the butt cheek now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Put it on the other side, man.
With a bigger heart. Make it worth it. Yes, sir.
Trish said it's better than her name on his butt. Is it, though? No.
No,
it's all right.
It's not better. No.
The good news is you guys look at our butts more than we look at yours. Like, we're not really looking at dudes' butts like that. So, really, I mean, when am I going to really be? And other than when you're getting in the shower, walking around naked,
changing.
We're not really going to see your butt.
You're not going to see the butt
like
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Clayton, we appreciate it.
90% of the time. What the heck?
We appreciate your call, Clayton.
Bye, Clayton.
Have a good day, man. Peace, brother. He's a goof, man.
All right. Well, not the jerk. There you go.
Vacuumed up, sweep it up.
Congrats. You won today, Rebecca. Cece from Milwaukee texted in and said she's not really a jerk, but she isn't really a jerk. If it's something silly like this, I don't think she should be mad.
Because of the intent wasn't serious. It's not like he got another person's name who he genuinely is going to leave you for.
He went too far, though. You know it.
I think we're taking it too serious.
Oh, Bella said, I think she needs to get Phil's name tatted on her butt.
Everybody loves
Who's
Pete.
Who's Phil?
I think she meant Pete.
Oh, get the
The whole family loves Pete.
Oh, my
Pete.
God. Hysterical.
I love Pete,
that
too.
That might be funnier.
Dog.
All right, do it.
We should tell her to do that.
Do that. All right.
We should tell her to do that.
All right. Okay, we're good. Not the jerk. You're allowed to be mad.
Vacuum.
Somebody said, speak for yourself, Allie. Forget you guys.